जरा चूरता मग लोदन सिंह प्लेस मा सोलिंग को
Something to be said about duplicity and the juxtaposition of pitting the works of Kevin Sipp and Keith Washington against each other in the Dreitzer Gallery. One is inherently subtle and can only be deciphered when standing up close and reading the captions on the wall. These images of familiarity and warmth, the resonating feeling that you've been in these towns before, is quickly combated by the notion that lynchings happened there. All the while, the Kevin Sipp installation lies just in the periphery, an obvious statement of lynching, which emerges from the hanging of a noose around the neck of a head, and even the image of a lynched man when the shadows and the light fall on it just right. While standing there, I couldn't help thinking how these two pieces reminded me of a slave dirge, particularly Listen to the Lambs. On the surface lies the melodic nature represented by Keith Washington, quickly dispelled by the notion that it's coded. This is a place of lynching and secret, much like the slave dirges which maintain messages of freedom. Once you've discovered their message, you begin to wonder how could you have ever missed it in the first place. You've listened to the Lambs, and they tell you that in the end, the works of Kevin Sipp and Keith Washington are not that different at all. They're just two coded pieces that represent a road to never forgetting, a road to freedom.
My good Lord done been here, bless my soul and gone away.